française.
Latina.
La franco-latina.
Conversamos con el director de orquesta Christian Jarvis, con Richard Galeano y con Yamandú Costa cuando apenas terminaba el ensayo general del programa de música latinoamericana que horas más tarde estremecería y encantaría al público que repletó el Teatro Parisino del Châtelet. Al director de orquesta nacido en Estonia, Christian Jarvis, le manifestamos nuestra sorpresa por la energía que desplegaba en la dirección de la Orquesta de París. Nos respondió afirmando que en la vida la energía es lo esencial y que en materia de interpretación musical es fundamental darle al público tanto como esperas que él te dé a ti.
You know, in life, there's only one thing which is really important, and that is energy. You know, if you want to do something, you need to put in the amount that you want to get back. And I feel like with an orchestra or any type of musical situation, you're there to really give as much as possible to the audience, you know. And it has to translate that the orchestra and the conductor are one musical body giving their 110% to the audience and really exciting them. Mm-hmm. Not always with fast music or rhythms, but also just with passion. Mm-hmm. and love.
Two pieces you have chose for this evening. One from an Argentinian music, Ginastera, and another from a Mexican music, the Mexican Stravinsky Revueltas. They are full of energy.
These are incredible composers. Actually, all of these composers are very much trying to do the same for their country as Stravinsky did, because they're both using folkloric elements and folklore music and even folkloric themes to create an identity for their country. I think that it's certainly a huge influence for everybody, Stravinsky, but in the classical way and in the folkloric tradition. However, Piazzolla and Carillo go the other way. They go more in the Bernstein direction, which is using popular music to create an identity for their country as well, because I feel like, in a way, it's two different approaches to achieve the same thing. Mm-hmm. One is more popular, and one is more folk. And so it's nice to see this contrast in one concert, in one evening.
I have read that you like to be in this kind of crossroads between different music. For you, music, there are no borders, no frontiers between music.
The whole approach, actually, when I was in the middle of studies in New York in Manhattan School of Music, I all of a sudden thought, wait a minute, why are we only studying classical music here? You know, there's so much more in the world. And my conservatory was a little bit more progressive, and it also had a jazz program, you know. But the composers who were writing music there, they were writing all sorts of different type of music, which I never heard before, things which included rap and hip-hop and all sorts of Broadway stuff and really, really fantastic things. So I created a group called Absolute Ensemble based on this principle of music without borders. And this is something which is basically my whole mission in music, is to erase those very artificial borders that exist between the different genres, because music is music. Just like Duke Ellington said, there's two kinds, good and bad.
This evening we are in Paris. It is the L'Orchestre de Paris, an Estonian director, South American composers. This kind of international is music, who can do it the best?
I don't think I would be able to do this music as well if I didn't study in New York and if I didn't live in New York, because even though I'm very much European, this gave me a completely different outlook on life, actually. This melting pot of cultures, this infusion of great diversity and incredible cultures which people don't know about, you know. But at the same time, you don't only do this music theoretically, you have to feel this music. You really have to you have to be this music, in fact. And I feel like the only way to really get in touch and perform this correctly, the way it's supposed to be, is that for the, you know, Kinastera, I have to be on the estancia in with a lasso, you know, a cowboy on my horse, you know, and I have to feel this, you know, I have to be there, you know. And same thing with a carillo, I have to know how to feel choro or samba or something like this, you know. And with the piazzolla, same thing, the tango. And then with the revueltas, this incredible, for example, second movement here is basically a mariachi movement, you know. And the last movement is tribal. It's completely like ferocious tribal music. So in those characters, I have to live in those characters and feel them. And if I don't, then it just becomes concert music, very artificial. And then people don't understand it the same way. And I feel that this is something which New York gave me, specifically. And I'm very thankful for, actually, my relationship with the American continent, both North and South.
And do you think that Paris is a good place to do the job as you like it?
Well, Paris has always been a great place, and it is definitely one of the premier places to do a program such as this, because it has the same type of diversity of cultures as New York, for example. I really feel that these two cities are extremely connected in many ways. And they have the same energy and the same openness and of course, different cultural background, but that doesn't matter because there are so many cultures, you know. So, in a way, I know that, you know, when you're in Paris, people call themselves Parisians, not French, you know. And in New York, when people say, I'm a New Yorker, not American, so you know what I'm saying. So it's something like this, you know.
Christian Jarvis, thank you very much for your time and good concert.
Thank you very much.
Para el acordeonista francés Richard Galliano, interpretar música latinoamericana es cada vez más obvio porque, según él, esta se convierte cada vez más en una música verdaderamente planetaria. La de su amigo y maestro Astor Piazzolla ocupa un lugar muy especial. Fue justamente el creador del nuevo tango argentino quien lo estimuló para que utilizara su acordeón para renovar la música nacida en los popularísimos bals musette de comienzos del siglo XX.